much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,068, Robert Joseph Fry and Gina Drago Fry seeking a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Water Walkway at the intersection of Water Walkway and Nature Walkway. The 911 address is 38035 Water Walkway, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 19, parcel 1,346. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 5.4-foot variance from a 30-foot front yard setback for stairs. And we received four letters of support, zero opposition to mail returns. The letters... the one letter has three signatures, and it states that the following adjacent property owners have no objection to said property located at 38035 Water Walkway, Fenwick Shoals, Lot 25, concerning had a 6-inch front staircase overage variance. The homeowners agree that the variance does not affect the existing community aesthetics. The letter had 6 inches because stairs can encroach. It's an additional encroachment. The second letter is from Michael Lingenfelter, Lot 27, Fenwick Shoals, writing in reference to the variance request. Their Lot 27 is also on Water Walkway. They approve the variance, and the steps in front of the property look great, and they feel its appearance fits in with the overall style of the development. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? You wait right here. Can you step up, sir? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Fry, 38035 Water Walkway, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Uniqueness of the property. Our property is a unique property because it is a pie-shaped. And it is a very narrowness to the lot with an additional 15-foot setback with a bioswale on the left side of the property. Cannot otherwise be developed. Due to the bioswale on the left side and the irregularity of the lot, in addition to there is a 50-foot wetland buffer in the rear of the property, which makes it difficult to develop, not created by the applicant. We made every effort to accommodate and to adjust our blueprints and everything to the bioswale and the rear wetland buffer to address the blueprint and the building envelope of the property. Actually, you can see in the surveying plan where you can, it's, and I actually have an additional grading plan as well, where with the bioswale is a very steep slope, more than a 3-to-1 slope. For it to go, and if you guys, I have copies here if you needed to see for the site and grading plan for the steepness of it, made it extremely difficult to adjust the house to bring it back further back on that property. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As you can see, I submitted a couple letters, and there are several other neighbors. The neighborhood is a two-story. Most of all the other neighborhood, houses are three-story with second-story entrances, and ours follows in suit with that is a second-story entrance on that.
And there's a couple pictures of other homes like that in the application.
In the application, yeah. And the minimum variance, as Jennifer said, it was really set because stairs, it's a covered porch going over with the staircase, going over 5 foot. We went over 5 foot 6 inches. So the variance was asking for 5 foot 6 inches versus 5 foot with the setbacks on that. At this time, did you have any questions?
All right, well, Kevin, go ahead.
Do you live there now?
Yes, we do.
Okay, because your address on the application says a different address.
That's our PO box.
Oh, okay.
37232 Lighthouse.
So you live there, and you've built it, and you've already have the stairway in place.
Correct. Yes.
So you didn't know that you
well
didn't
the surveyor According to the survey, when we had it done, this was our site and grading plan.
Uh-huh.
I have three copies. The original site and grading plan that we had made up by Morrison Ritchie showed that it would fit within the 5 foot allowable, where you're allowed to go 5 foot over.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we had that. And I also had the footings pinned as well when we did that.
So was the house built to this specification or no?
Yes, it was.
Stairs actually takes you to the first floor of the building?
No, it takes you to the second floor.
Okay, so it's on pilings?
Yes.
Slab on grade pilings. Okay. Yes. I have a picture if you needed to, the blueprints, which were approved.
Yeah, I didn't. If it was first floor, it could encroach 5 feet. But
right, because this was more than the 5 feet encroachment, that's why they're here.
But it's not first floor.
So. But they already got a CO, right?
It's a temp CO.
Yeah.
So second floor, it can't encroach 5 feet?
No. First floor.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be argument, but it's not in that case, so.
Yeah.
We were not aware of that.
Yeah, that was not, because that was the approved plans.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
You're fine.
Was not aware of that.
5 feet all the time on second floors.
Oh,
yeah. You do that?
Mm-hmm.
Never been an issue.
Oh. Any questions?
No.
Mr. Mills?
I like how you address the standards. Who's the builder?
I was my own general contractor.
Okay.
I work for a home builder down here.
Okay. You run into these kinds of problems with this?
Not doing that.
He doesn't have problems with me every day.
Pardon me?
Just kidding.
No. it appears that you've already, the house sits on the lot, it looks like you've skewed the house westward slightly anyway. Is that correct? To make it fit?
I pushed it as far back as I possibly could.
Right.
Based upon that bioswale, the steepness.
Sure.
Yes.
And it looks like you may even have, you may have otherwise moved it more eastward, the front eat more eastward, but it looks like that caused you to skew it westward.
Correct. So if I did put it a little bit more with that curvature, then mm-hmm. that back corner would have been over the side
sure.
setback. So I could not twist it any further for that.
And the reason that you didn't put your stairs on the interior of the house is because the neighboring adjacent properties are designed this way and you wanted to keep that beach kind of look?
Correct, yes.
Well, I'm familiar with the area and it is goes with the rest of the house
sure.
that are built there.
Okay.
What's on the first floor?
It's our garage. So because of the building envelope and the size of that, the minimum square footage of the HOA requirement, which was, I believe, 2,400 square feet,
mm-hmm.
To be able to fit that requirement, we had to put the garage underneath. So the ground floor itself is a two-car garage, and then behind the two-car garage I have a mechanical room. It is my storage and mechanical room behind that. And then the other half of the first floor is just a bedroom and a rec room, and then the interior staircase going up.
Everything else upstairs is main living.
So downstairs, you do have a bedroom and everything downstairs?
Just one single guest bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just one single guest bedroom. Yeah.
And you do have another access to the house?
Yeah.
Besides the front?
Rear. There's a sliding glass door in the back.
Okay.
I have no other questions.
Any further questions? Any further questions?
I don't know if there are questions or comments. So you pushed the house as far back as possible. And the wetlands forced you in a situation where the stairs encroached the front setback,
yep.
correct?
Correct.
And it's only a 24-foot square foot house, so you didn't overbuild the lot.
No.
Just two of us.
No.
Yeah.
I did do, to take extra measures, I did raise up my garage slab so that I would not have, I could minimize my slope so I can really try not to go past that allowable amount. So I did do that, and I minimized my grade as well, flattened my driveway as best as possible to meet those requirements in the plans.
Very good.
So my back of my garage slab, normal garage slabs are 4 inches in the back and then 4 to 8. What I did was a zero, so flush, because it's a concrete slab. So I did flush, and then I came out 8 feet flat, and then I did a little bit of a slope with about a 3-inch fall. So I did a 0 to a 3-inch versus the 4 to 8-inch to elevate that up to.
The bedroom you mentioned on the first floor, does that connect through the house?
Yes, there's a staircase inside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No further questions?
Got a question. Okay. No. Jamie. Jamie, if he didn't have a bedroom downstairs, that would be called a first floor then, would it? Is that because it's the first floor, because it's got a bedroom downstairs?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, typically the way we look at it is that it's the first floor living space. So
if he didn't have a bedroom there.
Yeah, if it was just all the garage.
That wouldn't
be a first floor.
It'd be fine.
Well, he still would be encroaching the five. He's 5.4 feet, so he would still be allowed to go 5.
Right.
So he still is a little further. That's the issue. He's a little further than he's allowed to be.
Okay.
So and it's not much, but once you get beyond that, then you got to go to the full thing.
So the downstairs bedroom didn't make any difference for it?
I don't think, not really, in this case, no.
Okay.
No. I think the one thing, though, from looking at the map, the survey, though, it looked like your stairs initially on the plans had like a waggle to them rather than being straight out.
And the driveway was...
But I presume there might have been a need for cars coming in the garage.
Correct, yeah.
And that's why they probably were straightened out.
Correct, and that was just that. And there was also for the lead walk.
Okay.
So, like, you come off the driveway, and then instead of going onto grass and then the staircase, you onto, like, a concrete pad.
It's like pavers.
And in there.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions... Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Just that one letter.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the application. The lot is narrow in size and pie shape, so it's very unique. They can't otherwise develop it other than the way they have. They've done their best to stay inside the setbacks. And the size of the lot and the uniqueness, was not created by the applicant. It does fit in with the character of the neighborhood, and they're asking for a minimum variance.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Yes, I'll second that.
I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,068. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,068 is approved.